Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Saturday, September 27th. I'm Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keenan's Director of Wagering Development. We're going to take a look at the pick four at the Belmont at Aqueduct meet. It features three stakes, two of them graded, and finishes up with a maiden race. And one of our races, Jim's going to get cut down quite a bit, it looks like, the grade two Woodward, but maybe we can find a price or two somewhere else. So we'll start in the Belmont Turf Sprint. Six furlongs on the turf for three-year-olds and up. And I know looking at the rain, they were off the turf midweek up in New York, but I think the rain was supposed to move out, I think, on Friday. And supposed to be a better day on Saturday. So hopefully that's the case. Who'd you like in the Belmont Turf Sprint?
Well, I thought there's a chance to get a little bit of a price here. 26 Black is probably going to be the favorite off that win. At Saratoga at 5.5 furlongs last time out, and he beat Bold Journey by 2.25 that day. So I almost left off Bold Journey because I have a hard time thinking that he's going to be able to turn the tables on 26 Black. But I put him in there because of Belmont and Junior Alvarado, and there's not that much difference between them. So maybe in his second race back off a short layoff, he might get a little bit better. 26 Black has paired up 100 buyers last two times, though, so he's going to be tough to handle. The horse that I used here that I think has a shot is Finby for Miguel Clement. And I went back. The horse hasn't raced against the quality 26 Black has, except for this race last year. And the Belmont Turf Sprint last year was actually run the first weekend in October. And Finby won that race with a 99 buyer. He hasn't repeated that since then, but got a nice fast pace to run at that day and close down the stretch. And he's got a shot to do that again, I think. So I'm going to use three of them in here with Manny Franco and Miguel Clement as my quote-unquote long shot to try to knock off 26 Black.
I took Bold Journey on top. And what I kind of keyed in on is that he's run well twice at the six furlong distance there at Aqueduct. And maybe that little extra distance could help him turn the tables. Big improvement since going back to the turf for this horse. And it's the second off a break, so you could expect him to maybe improve, as you mentioned, for that reason. 26 Black, certainly the one to beat with the big jump up in the buyer scale and his last two. You know, and he could be even better with a little extra distance. I'm going to use two other horses on my ticket. Dancing Buck, just on the basis of back class and four out of six on this turf course. And then Alagon, the 4-0 for 4 this year, but usually runs his race, and that kind of horse can get there once in a while. So just trying to see if I could catch a price somewhere that's a little better than the favorite. So I've been trying to beat 26 Black, but definitely will use him on the ticket. So I'm going to go 4 deep. The fifth race and second leg of this pick four that we're looking at is the Grade 1 Joe Hirsch Turf Classic for three-year-olds and up at 1.5 miles on the turf. You have two Godolphin runners in here. El Cordobes, who won the Grade 1 Sword Dancer at Saratoga, was the higher priced, I think, of the two Godolphin runners that day. And then Rebel's Romance, who's just a really classy 7-year-old, 19 wins from 28 starts, dropping weight. Those two are going to be formidable. But I ended up taking Far Bridge on top. Had a little trouble at the start last time. And the angle of the venue, 2 for 2 on this turf course. And he has also got some good performances on turf with some give in it, which I would think would be the case here. And, you know, given that he had a little trouble at the start last time, maybe his price will float up a little bit with those two Godolphin runners in here. So I'm going to try to beat those two with Far Bridge. I think one of those three wins it. How about you?
I'm on the same three, but I'm going to take Rebel's Romance. I just think that this, the horse has won $14 million. And the last time form rating that's on the page is 121 in the Yorkshire Cup. He's won twice since then in Germany and Great Britain. He's been everywhere. He's been the United Arab Emirates, UAE, and Qatar and Germany and Ascot. So he's taken his game everywhere. I have no doubt that he's going to bring it to Aqueduct. He won the Breeders' Cup Turf in 24 at Del Mar and probably headed back there. And Rebel's Romance is going to be a very short price with Frankie Dettori riding. Interesting that William Buick didn't come over to ride, but Frankie's a good substitute. El Godobas or Charlie Appleby, the other Godolphin, they could very easily run 1-2 that would not shock me at all. And I'm using Farbridge as well, just hoping. Farbridge was actually the favorite in the Sword Dancer and finished behind two of these, but had a bad start. I'm just going to draw a line through that one and hope that he does run better at Aqueduct. So same three horses for me.
Sixth race, third leg of the pick four is the Grade 2 Woodward. Three-year-olds it up at a mile and an eighth, race with a lot of history, but there was one year, I believe it was this race, the Woodward, where it ended up being a walkover for a spectacular bid. Not quite that this year, but they may have as few as three horses with several scratches expected for horses to run in other spots. So from the reporting of Dave Grinning of the Daily Racing Form to that angle, I handicapped this with the idea of those three horses running post-time, Phileas Fogg and Locked. Maybe we get one more in there, I don't know. But how did you see the Woodward?
Not much to say. I think any of those three could win it. Phileas Fogg probably is going to go off as the favorite. You know, three-horse race, anything can happen. So you just go all here. It's very, you know, disappointing to see a Grade 2 $300,000 race scratched down to three horses. Locked, you know, has done well, but it can't seem to keep him healthy. He has gaps in his races, and there's another gap here. And Phileas Fogg beat him by 6.25 last time out. There's two ways to go. You single Phileas Fogg, or you take all three. I'm not spending that much money, so I'm just going to take all three and hope post-time repeats that 17-length win last time out at Laurel on a muddy racetrack. So those three, Phileas Fogg's going to be the favorite, I think.
I ended up taking post-time on top, and maybe that was because of the slop, what he did last time. Certainly it helped. But he's had good races with triple-digit buyers under you know, better conditions than a sloppy track, so he is a talented horse. Phileas Fogg would be my second choice off those back-to-back 100-plus buyer figures. And I'm actually – this is – for the ballot, for the cost of the ticket that I wanted to keep it at, I didn't want to add another $30 to it, so I left off Locked. So we'll see if that burns me, but I'm just going to use post time and Phileas Fogg. It just looks like Locked is off his best game right now. Seventh race is Maiden for two-year-old fillies, New York bred, going on the turf at a mile and a 16th. Ended up on Spectacular Bell, the six horse, a little bit of a price, but a couple of angles. Number one, Jose Ortiz taking the ride, and then Jeremiah Englehart, second time starters, 19% win rate. And this horse was wide in the debut. So maybe got a bad trip, maybe gets a better trip here. Living the Breeze gets Pratt and just missed in the debut. That horse will take a lot of money, I'm sure. Cosmic Candy Girl was second by a nose in her second start. Now making the first start on turf, but has the pedigree to suggest she could do just fine. Considerate City, second at Aqueduct on September 11th. And the red hot riding Franco is in the saddle. So Manny Franco's been on fire at this meet. And then the four, Atenea, if that's how that's pronounced, has the pedigree to like stretching out and took a lot of money in all three of her starts. So I'm going five deep in here with Spectacular Bell, a bit of a price on top. How'd you see it?
I didn't use Spectacular Bell. I went four deep with three of the horses that you used, the 8, 9, and 10. Considerate City is my pick here. And one thing you mentioned about Manny Franco, he has been on fire this meet, and I think that as the Ortiz brothers migrate to Kentucky next week for Keeneland, and as Fabian Pratt comes here, and Manny Franco is going to dominate New York. So you're not going to make much money, but you might want to take a look at his mounts because he is going to be the number one rider in New York for the rest of the year, I think. Atenea for Santana, who rode well at Saratoga this summer, and Jose D'Angelo is one that I use that I don't think you mentioned. Last race out, it's actually got three races, and the last two have been good with 56 buyers, one at Saratoga, one at Aqueduct. And then I used the three horses that you used, using Considerate City, Cosmic Candy Girl, and Living the Breeze, hoping to finish up a very probably modest pick four payoff here.
So what's your ticket look like?
I spent $54, not much to look at unless you single Rebel's Romance and cut it to 18. So I went 3-5-6 with 1-3-5. With 267 with 4-8-9-10 for $54.
I ended up with a $60 ticket. I took four in the first leg, 2-4-5-6, 1-3-5, just like you in the second leg, 2-6 for me in the Woodward, and then 4-6-8-9-10. to make up a $60 pick four ticket in the middle of the card at the Belmont at Aqueduct meet on Saturday. Of course, next week, Keeneland starts. So we'll have these In the Money podcasts each day, taking a look at the late pick four during the fall meet. That'll start on Friday, October 3rd. And so we will have those every day for you as part of the Keeneland Select handicapping products for the Keeneland fall meet. So need to boost that bankroll this weekend to have some extra money to fire at Keeneland when that great racing unrolls for Fall Stars weekend. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach. That's the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.